A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came down the mountain and began a journey through Galilee. But Jesus did not want anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples in this vein: "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men who will put him to death. 3 days after his death, he will rise." Though they failed to understand his words, they were afraid to ask him. They returned to Capernaum, and Jesus, once inside the house, began to ask them, "What were you discussing on the way home?" At this, they fell silent, for on the way home, they had been arguing about who was the most important. So Jesus sat down and called the 12 around him and said, "If anyone wishes to rank first, that person must remain the last of all and be the servant of all." Then Jesus took a little child, stood the child in their midst, and putting his arms around the child, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes a child such as this for my sake welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes when we read Scripture, we're aware of how different our society and cultural expectations are from Jesus' time. Yet, when we scratch beneath the surface of the stories and listen hard to Jesus' words, the centuries seem to collapse into our present time, because in many ways, we humans haven't changed that much. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus' disciples arguing about who's the most important. Certainly not a topic foreign to many of us. Concerns like that have a noticeable modern ring to them. We in our conversations might not be as overt, but in subtle ways, we often judge our own selves and the worth of others according to their accomplishments, their social and economic status, or educational achievements. But in today's gospel, Jesus offers us a very different model of greatness and reminds us that if we are going to be his disciples, we need to set aside that me-first attitude that we hear the disciples arguing about. At first glance, Jesus putting his arms around the small child doesn't seem very revolutionary, but there's more going on here than just Jesus' love for children. Because in the Palestinian world, the world in which Jesus lived, even though children were cherished by parents, children had no legal rights. There were no laws that protected them from violence or abuse. They were considered merely possessions like any other object that a parent might own. In a society where men dominated the political and economic scenes, and a world that measured importance according to religious protocol and practice, children were neither to be seen nor heard. So when Jesus embraces the child in the gospel, it's not just because the child is cute and lovable. Jesus is making a point about who's important, who is to be valued, and a point about discipleship. Discipleship, according to Jesus, has nothing to do with being the biggest and the best, and everything to do with noticing those who are left out, like the small child, and bringing those people into the center of the circle, making them and their needs the center of our attention. Discipleship has everything to do with breaking down barriers among people and respecting all people, those who are like us and those who are different from us. Welcoming each person into our midst is the call of the disciple. In the gospel, the disciples are arguing about who's first and who's last, and Jesus says the answer depends on who's judging, what criteria is being used. According to Jesus, his disciples don't stand in a long line, noticing who's first or 15th or last, but rather, disciples form a circle. There's no beginning or end. It's a circle of respect, a circle of concern, a circle of community, a community of conscience, people who notice those who are left out, the small and the insignificant ones, those who stand on the sidelines, waiting to be invited in, waiting for us to put our arms around them as Jesus did the child. At times, this commandment feels overwhelming. There are so many people who are poor on the fringe of society, people who are homeless, who have serious needs, people who are left out on the edge. So it's often hard to know what to do, how to respond. But we know the answer to that old question. How do you move a mountain? The answer being one shovel at a time. And that's what Jesus did. One person at a time, one welcome at a time, one cure, one healing, one conversation of significance, one invitation to a meal, one conversion, one forgiveness, one town, one day at a time. And that's what we're asked to do too. The gospel encourages us to begin thinking creatively as to how we can respond to this basic teaching of Jesus. And we probably don't have to look very far, only as far as where we draw the lines of inclusion and ask ourselves the question, who is excluded from our circle of respect? Who is not welcomed in our social gatherings, our churches, or our homes? Who is not worthy of our care and protection? To whom do we feel superior and want to keep our distance? Is it a person with a different sexual orientation or people from another country or faith tradition? Whom have we judged not worthy of our friendship? Someone who's been in prison or involved with drugs? I'd like to suggest that the gospel invites us to reflect on our own lives, the circles in which we live and move, and pray that we might genuinely welcome others into our lives by respecting them and accepting them for who they are. We might never agree with them, but my suspicion is that if we got to know them, we would grow gradually in understanding them better. And maybe we might not be in such a hurry to push ourselves to the head of the line. And we might come to realize that, in truth, we are the child Jesus embraced because God reached out to us first. God loved us first. And when we realize that, so that it colors and touches everything we say and every choice we make, we will come to a deeper understanding of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus.